My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Su.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today, we're going to talk about how to beat BERT, Google's latest algorithm update. And by the way, this is not the Sesame Street BERT. This is BERT from Google.
What about Ernie?
No, BERT, one of my nicknames used to be Ernie. But anyway, that's besides the point. Neil, what is BERT? Because you actually wrote a pretty long form piece of content on this, I think this week, right?
Yeah, technically I just published it today, although this podcast is a little bit older than today.
Yeah.
But BERT, if you aren't up to date with what BERT is, it stands for Bidirectional Encoder Representations from Transformers, which probably none of us really understand what that means. But a simpler way to look at it is Google is using natural language processing. And a basic example of this, and this is an old one, you know, you type in a flight number to Google, it knows you're looking for a flight number. So it shows a status with the plane and how it's en route. You type in a stock symbol, it shows you a chart. But the thing is, why not use that for even search queries and for all search queries? And that's what they're doing in BERT, affects roughly 1 in 10 searches. So a good example of this is 2019 Brazil Traveler 2 USA Need Visa. So that's pretty much someone Googling, hey, I'm in Brazil, I'm traveling to the US, do I need a visa? Normally, the result before BERT would be US citizens can travel to Brazil without red tape of a visa. But that's not that relevant. After BERT, they ended up showing the Brazil consulate and a US consulate site and if you need a visa. In other words, the big difference is they're starting to look at things like prepositions, smaller words like to and for, when people are searching for. They're looking at the context of how people are searching the words within a whole sentence versus just putting too much emphasis on one word.
And this affects, what is it, 1 in 10 queries, correct?
Yep, 1 in 10. This is pretty much one of their biggest updates, I believe, since RankBrain.
Yeah, and who knows how big that's going to get. I mean, right now, 1 in 10 makes sense, right? But if you look at all the wars that have been going on the last couple of years with the large tech companies, has been this war for talking about machine learning, talking about artificial intelligence. This kind of goes into that, right? All the investments that they're putting into this area, it's paying off because they're trying to organize the world's information, right? That's Google's mission. I think another example, I'm looking at your blog post right here, is the sessions stand a lot at work. Is it estheticians? I don't know.
Estheticians? Yeah. And then they were pretty much saying how
do they stand
Google
a lot?
Used to look at stand as the same thing as like standalone or other keywords that are similar to stand.
Yeah. So basically, look, it's making things easier, right? Like to Neil's example a little earlier, I mean, look at this example over here. When people used to search for math practice books for adults, it used to be math practice grade 6 to 8. That used to be the first result. And now it's math for grownups, right? It's really understanding what people are looking for. And that's just pulling the billions of data points that they have to, you know, better understand what humans are actually looking for versus just a single query, right? My gut feeling on this, it might very possibly go above 1 in 10 searches just because they're already doing a pretty good job here.
Yeah, I think over time it'll go more than 1 in 10 searches. And it's good. So like all the early data that I've seen so far, and there'll be more by the time this podcast goes out, a lot of the sites that we're seeing gaining traffic from the BERT algorithm update is actually sites with lower domain authority. And a lot of the sites with huge domain authority that was just ranking somewhat relevant content for a lot of these search terms, they're not ranking as well. And I think it's a good thing because A, this gives the little guy more chances. And B, they're all about creating the best user experience. It shouldn't all be about SEO and how well you optimize your content or your title tag or your backlinks or your internal links or any of that. It should be who's providing the best experience to a user.
All right. So that is it for today. But before we go, check out the Growth Accelerator that Neil and I do. It's an opportunity to hang out with Neil and myself in person. We do it 3 times a year. There is a cap on the group, so spots are limited. Go to marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, to fill out an application. And also don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. It helps us grow. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.